What's up, everybody? I'm Logan Alec. This is the Money Done Right Show, and today I'm going to share with you 8 ways to legally get out of a bad payday loan. Payday loans might sound like a good idea when you need them. However, they can leave you stuck in a cycle of debt thanks to their sky-high interest rates and fees. If you feel trapped in a cycle of bad payday loans, take comfort in the fact that you're not alone. Misery loves company, right? Roughly 12 million Americans use payday loans each year, losing about $9 billion to loan fees. But it may surprise you to learn that there are at least 8 ways to legally get out of a bad payday loan. Before we get into those specifics though, let's talk about what a payday loan actually is. Payday loans are extremely short-term loans and, as the name implies, they usually need to be repaid by your next payday. These loans are typically the only source of short-term credit for millions of people. Payday lenders don't even check your credit report, and you can get a payday loan approved and funded in a matter of minutes, so you can see why they're so tempting. But here's the rub. Payday lenders charge interest of anywhere from 3 to 500% on an annual basis. That makes payday loans one of the most expensive loan types there is. But believe it or not, there's an even bigger trap with payday loans. Because the interest rates on these loans are so high, many borrowers find themselves unable to pay the entire amount owed back at the due date. So they roll over or renew their loans and get caught in a trap of expensive loan extensions. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau reports that 80% of borrowers extend their payday loans at least once. On top of that, 12% of borrowers opt for an extension 10 times or more. So eventually, borrowers bump up against a maximum loan limit. Most payday lenders will grant a loan of no greater than $1,000. They recognize that the higher the loan limit, the less likely they are to collect on the repayment. Plus, you can't borrow any more than the net amount of your next payroll check. That means that, ultimately, payday loan borrowers bump up against a loan limit that can't be solved by another payday loan. Should you reach a point where you're no longer able to pay on your loan, payday lenders are among the worst adversaries on the collection front. They're also notorious for obtaining quick legal judgments that you won't be able to negotiate your way out of. Thankfully, though, I put together a list of 8 ways to legally get out of a bad payday loan. The first one is called an extended payment plan. So you want to arrange an extended payment plan. Some payday lenders will allow you to extend repayments on your loan if you're having difficulty with the original terms. Not only will the loan payments be more manageable, but the lender may waive additional interest charges. However, exact terms will depend on lending laws in your state. Note that if you go this route, you'll still be working with a payday lender. And while the terms may be extended, it will generally be by only a matter of weeks. The lender may also grant only a limited number of extensions, such as 3 or 4 pay cycles. This isn't a particularly recommended strategy. While it does lower your weekly payments, it keeps you in the payday loan system. And since the industry is highly decentralized, the terms of any extended payment plan can vary substantially from one lender to another. If you're granted an extended payment plan, use it to get out of the payday loan trap once and for all and never look back. Second way to get out of a payday loan, get a payday alternative loan, also known as a PAL. These are loans offered by credit unions as alternatives to payday loans. Loan amounts range between $200 and $1,000 with terms between 1 and 6 months. Up to 3 such loans can be granted to a borrower during a 6-month timeframe. One of the major advantages is that credit unions typically charge an application fee of no more than $20 and interest at an annual rate not to exceed 28%. It's also possible the credit union won't even perform a credit check. You can get more information on PALs on mycreditunion.gov website, but you'll need to check with local credit unions to see if they participate in the program. You'll need to become a member of the credit union to be eligible to participate. Third way, get a lower interest loan. If you're unable to break your way free from the payday loan trap, you might be able to secure another type of loan that will charge a lower interest rate and grant you more time to pay it off. Banks and credit unions offer traditional personal loans with reasonable terms. However, if your credit is less than stellar, you might not meet the rigid standards required. That said, if you have impaired credit, there are still some alternative personal loans you may qualify for. Speaking of credit, if your credit is holding you back from a personal loan, you may also consider asking a friend or relative to co-sign on a traditional loan for you. However, note that if you're unable to make payments, your friend would be liable for paying off your debt at once. That could put a serious strain on any relationship. Number 4, explore faith-based lenders. Aware of the plight of the financially disadvantaged, some faith-based organizations provide help in getting out of a payday loan situation. One example is Exodus Lending. The company offers a 0% interest refinance program, lending up to $1,000 to qualified borrowers. This program is only available to residents of Minnesota, but you can check if there are similar organizations located in your state. One of the best ways to do this is to check with local churches in your area and see if they're aware of such a program. Otherwise, do an online search for similar organizations. Number 5, borrow from family or friends. Like asking someone to co-sign for you, borrowing from family or friends ranges somewhere between uncomfortable and impossible. But if it is possible, you may want to put up with the discomfort. After all, payday loans are one of the worst credit situations you can possibly be in, and any effort to get out of the payday loan cycle is well worth trying. For the most part, you'll be exchanging one debt, a payday loan, for another, which will be owed to your family member or friend. But there are 3 distinct advantages to this arrangement. First, it will get you out of the payday loan trap. Second, depending on how much your family or friends like you, you might be paying no or very low interest, which will be a major relief all by itself. Third, you can spread payments over several weeks or months, creating a better fit within your cash flow. However, the real cost of a personal loan from family or friends is the potential for a damaged or lost relationship. This can happen if you're unable to pay or if it takes you much longer to pay than originally agreed on. If you go this route, make every necessary effort to repay the loan as quickly as possible and don't take advantage of a loved one's generosity. Number 6, sell personal possessions. Obviously, you can sell your stuff to raise money to pay off payday loans. Because frankly, sometimes the most effective way to get out of the payday loan cycle is by raising extra funds. Remember, every dollar you put toward paying off an exorbitantly high interest payday loan can actually save you multiple dollars in the long run. So how can you raise more dollars to put toward your payday loans? One way is to sell personal possessions you no longer need or want. You can do this through a garage sale, a flea market, or even by selling items online. Large items can be sold through Craigslist to local buyers to avoid high shipping charges. Search through your home and see if you can find any items you no longer use. Even though you have no use for them, someone else might. You may be able to sell them to raise additional cash to repay your payday loan. Number 7, start a side hustle. Side hustles are another great way to raise money to pay off your payday loans. This can be done through a part-time job. Sure, a lot of people find it difficult to balance a full-time job and a part-time situation, but it may help if you can accept that it's strictly for the short term as you deal with your debt. If you don't want to work a part-time job, make a list of any skills you have and see if there's anything you can do to earn money by selling those skills. For example, you may be able to pick up some work cutting lawns, painting houses, cleaning houses, or helping someone with a computer problem. If you really can't think of anything, you could take surveys online, but just keep in mind you'll probably make something like $3 to $4 an hour, and yes, I've tested it. Anyway, one of the advantages of monetizing a skill as a side hustle is that it can be an ongoing source of income. That extra income may eliminate the need for payday loans in the future. And finally, the 8th way to get out of a payday loan, file for bankruptcy. This is not an alternative I recommend lightly, and it certainly doesn't apply to most people. But if you are stuck in a high interest payday loan trap that you can't get out of through any of the strategies above, bankruptcy may be a necessary alternative. Now, you won't be able to file for bankruptcy for a single payday loan, but if you've been forced to resort to payday loans because you have large amounts of outstanding credit or unpaid debts, it may be time to at least speak with a bankruptcy attorney to understand your options. Filing for bankruptcy will hurt your credit, but if you've been forced to resort to payday loans, it's very likely you already have credit problems. Bankruptcy will offer a fresh start, eliminating most or all the debt you currently have, but your credit will be adversely affected. So there you have it. Those are my 8 strategies to legally get out of a bad payday loan. And honestly, folks, what's more important than getting out of a single payday loan is rearranging your finances so the payday loans will no longer be necessary. For many consumers, the major problem with payday loans is that they become a financial habit and a bad one. Once you get out of a payday loan, your mission will be to stay out forever and start developing good financial habits. That may require reducing your living expenses, increasing your income, or both. Yes, there's some sacrifice involved in those transitions, but that's the only way to get out of the payday loan cycle for good. And given the strict terms and ridiculously high interest rates they charge, you owe it to yourself to do just that.